in the Tana learned in front of Rosh Hashanah, he settled with this halacha. Omar Rosh Hashanah answered back, Ani Shaino, I learned like this, that Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Me'achiv, that it says if you steal somebody, Me'achiv, Ish ki motza yish grain of nefesh me'yachiv from his brothers. So he learns me'yachiv means achiyotiyenum reshus achiv, that you have to sell him to somebody else, somebody that's not your relative. It has to go out of your reshus, even from your brother's reshus. V'yata matachayiv, and you learned before that if you when you kidnap somebody and if you sell him to your own father or to your own brother, yachayiv. Rosh Hashanah says no. He learned like Reb Shimon that the pasuk says achiv. You have to take him out even from your brother's reshus. So he answered back, Tani Potter and Echnami. If so, if you learn like this, according to Reb Shimon, say Echnami, change around the brisa before and say you're Potter. That if you only sell him to your own mishpacha, you're still Potter. But the Gemara, my question, what's the big question on Rosh Hashanah? What was bothering Rosh Hashanah so much? Dilma Hor Reb Shimon, Hor Rabbanon, maybe it's a machlekes. Reb Shimon is the one that says that it has to be out of the reshus of achiv. But maybe the Rabbanon argue and say no, they hold it to even be reshus achiv. So Mor says, Lo Sagadat, do not think like this. The Yomar Reb Yechon said, you should know, Stam Mas Nisin Rebbe Meir. So Stam, any Mishnah you find that Stam goes according to Rebbe Meir. Stam Toisefta, Toisefta you find, that goes according to Rebbe Nechemia. Stam Sifro, that's Torah's Kahanim, and Vayikra, that's Rebbe Yehuda. Stam Sifri, that's in Bamidbar, Dvarim, Stam Sifri, Rebbe Shimon. The Kuli Alimud Rebbe Kiva, they all go according to Rebbe Kiva. So Rashi says here, now, our Pastakir is also in Mishneh Torah. So therefore, since it's a Stam Sifri over here, since it's a Stam Sifri, it has to go according to Rebbe Nechemia, and they all go according to Rebbe Kiva. Rashi Mashal Lomdum Rebbe Kiva Omrum. Therefore, it's not Mestavra that they argue. Therefore, it's Mestavra, it's one sheet to hear that it should be a potter. Therefore, Rav Sheshi Taka changed around the loch over here. That you say, if you kidnap somebody and you sell him to your own brother, you said Chayiv, he says no. That the Yisrael, like Rav Shimon Dashin's here, Meyachiv Ashiyetienu Mirishus. Because that loch of Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon. And here we're dashing the Pasuk in Devarim. So Pasuk in Devarim, you can't argue and say that Hor Rabbi Shimon, Hor Rabbanon. We don't go boss of the Rabbanon, because the Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon is the one that dashes Devarim. So we have to pass like Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, Hashem has changed it around and said, Tani Ptur, that if you kidnap somebody and you only sell him to somebody in your mishpacha, your brother, your father, your potter. That's not called Me'achiv, that grain of nefesh, Me'achiv. You took him away from your brothers. Then we had a machloikasi, a grain of benoi. What's going to be if a father kidnaps his own son? So, my time with the Rabbanon, why did the Rabbanon say your potter? Here we had a machloikis. The Mishnah Racham said, your potter, if you kidnap your own son, your potter. My time with the Rabbanon, Omer Rabbaya, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Ki Yimotze, the Mashma, you have to go find him. Prat Lamotzi, excluding somebody that's found already by you. A son is Motzi by the father, that's not called a Maisa of kidnapping. Kidnapping means, Ki Yimotze, now you go and find him. Not that he's already found by you. Omer Lera Papa Rabbaya, Lamayatev, so, Ki Yimotze Ish Shoichev. In Isha, Bulas Baal, when the Pasuk says the Azara for Znus, that a man cannot live with another Eshes Ish, is Hachinam here also, the Pasuk says, Ki Yimotze, it has to be you go to someplace else and you find them. Ki Yimotze Prat, Lamotze, you want to say, if that's excluding in a case, well, let's say a few couples are living together in the same house, then if one man lives with the other man's wife, he'll be Potter, because the other wife is Motze by you. Kegoin Shobais Pleni. But there was such a case like that in the Gemara's times. Rashi says the Gemara doesn't want to say who the names were. But there were a few couples living together in the same house. So Shchich and Gabayu, they're all together in the same house. So Ochinam Midiptiri, you want to tell me in such a case if Ruve now lives with Shimon's wife, he'll be Potter? Of course not. She's an Eshes Ish, he'll be Chayiv. Even though the Pasuk says Ki Yimotze. So you see, we do not always dashen Ki Yimotze Prat if they're found by you anyway. Or Malay says that true. Stam, I wouldn't do that. But over here, by kidnapping, Anomi Veninsa Biyodoi Kamina. There's another passage that says, Veninsa Biyodoi. We found him in your hands. So, that's what it means. Mashman, now you're finding it. and not something that's already in your hands that's close by you. Omar Rava Hilkach, Hani Mikri Dardiki, a Rebbe that teaches young children, or Masni Rabbonin, or else a Rebbe teaches older Rabbonin, that teach them the halachas, teach them Mishnayis, Kimitsuyin Biyodin Dom Neyuptiri. They're called close by them. A Talmud is always found by his Rebbe. Just like a son is found by his parents, a Talmud is found by his Rebbe. So if his Rebbe would kidnap one of his Talmidim and make him work with him for him, and then sell him, the Rebbe would still be potter from Isa. That's in this pasuk of Ki Yimotzu Biyodoi Prat Lezeh Shemotzui, he's already found from before. Now the Mishnah says in Machlokes, Gonav Misha Chetzav Eved. If you steal somebody that's a half of an Eved, half of Ben Churin, so it's a Machlokes. Rebbe Yehuda Mechayev Acham Poitrim. Tonight also learnt over there, Gemara Baba Kama, Rebbe Yehuda Reiner, Ein Le'avodim Boishes. If you're Mevayish an Eved, you're Potter. Avodim have no boishes. My time of the view, what's your view? This reasoning. What does he say? If a Jew is mevayish, embarrasses an eved kenani, he's potter from paying back. Why? Omakor the pasuk says ki yinotzu anoshim yachtov ish v'yochiv. It says there's two men are fighting, and there's a loch of boishes. If you hit the pregnant lady, so it says that you have to pay the may boishtoi. This is the pasuk of paying back them for embarrassment. So dashins mishi yesh le'achva. It has to be, it says, ish v'yochiv. Only if you hit somebody that has a loch of achiv of a brother. Yotz eved shem le'yachva. Mashekin and eved kenani has no din of a brother. He's like a ger, shen is gayer. He has no brothers now. So therefore, he's potter from boishes. For Rabbanan, what Rabbanan hold? He hold, know that if you hit an eved, yechayiv in boishes. For Rabbanan, achiv who be mitzvahs. He's sitter our brother in mitzvahs. And Eved Kenani has the locha like an Isha, Lola Misha, he's chayiv in all mitzvahs like an Isha's chayiv. Therefore, Eved Kenani is also called Kachiv, he's called like your brother. So that's the machloikas over there by Moishas. Vihocha hechi dorish, what's the machloikas by us over here? If you kidnap and chatzi Eved, chatzi ben Chorin, whether you're potter, whether you're chayiv, vihocha hechi dorish, in other words, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he only says yechayiv because he's a chatzi Eved. But Mashkev will be a complete David, he'll also agree that you're potter over here. What's the drasha over here? Heki darsh of Yudah. Somebody does it like this. Meyachiv lafuki avodim. Says the pasuk, Yigon of Ish, Meyachiv. So that's lafuki avodim. And Eved Kenani is not called anach. Then it says, Bnei Yisrael, Lamuta Misha Chetzev Eved Chetzev Ben Chayrin. Says another pasuk, another word, Bnei Yisrael, there has to be a complete Jew. And not if he's only a half of a Jew, and he's still half of a Nevet. Then it says, Mi B'nei Yisrael, it doesn't say B'nei, it says a Mem. Mi B'nei Yisrael, Lemute Misha Chetzevev Lechetzev Ben Chayrin. A second time, says, So have a Miyat Achamiyat, V'yein Miyat Achamiyat El Lorabois. That's of you, the Svara. It says a double Miyat here, or it's an extra Miyat. When it says a second time, it means to include it, that even a Chetzevev would also be Chayiv. If you kidnap a person that's a chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin, you chayiv misa. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say in the Mishnah, no yepoto, how do they dashin? For Rabbanan after this, meyachiv, the pasuk says true, you have to kidnap somebody from your brother, meyachiv, lafuki avodim. An evet kenani does not have the din of an ach, so therefore yepoto. No. For Rabbanan, meyachiv, lafuki avodim lemashmlu. They did not learn like this. Why do achiv hube mitzvahs, like they learn over there by Boishas? The Rabbanan know that Eved Kenani is called an Ach. He's called your brother. Since he's Mechuyev in Mitzvahs like an Isha, he's also in the Parsha. So now, the Pasuk says, B'nei Yisrael, here's the Drosha. B'nei Yisrael. It's a double Drosha. B'nei Yisrael and Mi B'nei Yisrael. So what's the two things with Mayit? Chav Lamuti Eved. One is to exclude a complete Eved Kenani. If you kidnap him, you're potter. V'chad lamutei, mishachetzevev, v'chetzeved chorin, also you're potter. So that's Rabbanan Shita in our Mishnah, that if you kidnap somebody that's only chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chorin, still you're potter. That's the extra miyat, mi b'nei Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, Azorah l'gainev nefesh minayim. So far the Pesukim yet only says, Mois yumas hischayiv misa, hischayiv chenik, like our Mishnah says. But where's the Azorah? Where's the plain love in the Torah. So Rabbi Yashi Yomar mi loy signoif. And Yasser also dibrois. When it says loy signoif, this week's Pasha, loy signoif means kidnapping, that you chayiv misa for that. Reb Yechanan Omar Milo Yimochru Memkeres Ovid. Another pasuk. You should not sell him Memkeres Ovid. That's a lav. So Gemara says, "Blood twig. There's no machlekes over here. Ma'ka choshev lav the gneiva, who ma'ka choshev lav the mechira. Really, there are two lavs. You're over two separate lavs here. You're over a lav when first you kidnap somebody, and then later, after you work with him and you sell him, you're over a second lav for mechira. So we have both azaras here. There are two lavs here. Talking about Baruch like this. The pasuk says lo signif. In the Aseret Divros, it says lo signif. So what does the pasuk mean? Maybe it just means not to steal money. But going of the fosh of a kosam adab. No, the pasuk is talking about kidnapping a nefesh. Atoyin, you're telling me the going of the foshos. Oh yeah, then maybe not that way. Ela the going of mammon. Maybe lo signif in the Aseret Divros means a lav on azara, not to steal money. How do I know to say it means kidnapping? Or Matu, I'll tell you, say v'lomim mishlosh yesher midos atoyin nedrashes ben. Go out and dash in the Torah the way you're supposed to, with the gimel yud gimel midos. One of the klolim are dover halomed min yonoi, v'ma'a kosif medaber. You learn out something from the Indian of what it's talking about there. What are the other aseret hadibros, the dibros talking about? So the other ones are talking about loy sinos, about znus, medaber min afoshois. Tirtzach, killing, if you kill somebody, you chayiv misa. And so the end of the Aseret HaDibros is talking about misa. Is Avkan here also, when it says lo signos, it also means v'nefoshos. It's talking about stealing a nefesh. So that's how I know, Dover lo min yonoi, that means nefoshos. Tan Yidach, another place, it says it like this. The pasuk says lo signos, lo signosu. Again, the gain of mammon akosim adaber. Here it's talking about stealing money. This is not yesterday, this is the pasuk in Vayikra. That lo signosu, here it means do not rob, do not steal, means money. To why are you telling me over here, begoin of mammon, it means money, or yeinu el begoin of the fashas? Maybe here also it means to not kidnap people, at yichayiv misa for it. Or not, I'll tell you again, say v'lomad, mishlosh yasrei midos shatar in the dresses behem. Use the drushes of the Torah. That the one klal is, dovra lomid min yonai, you learn out what the other psukim are talking about right next to it. So just like the other psukim are talking about money, here also is talking about money. For ma kosim medaber b'mamin, is that kam b'mamin? The other psukim right around it are talking about chiyuvim, paying back money. Here also lo signosu means to not rob money. If we learn like this, what's going to be now? Eide geneva v'yede mechira b'nefesh. We're coming out now. Mishnah says that if you kidnap somebody, you chayiv chenek. How does it work? You have to first kidnap him, you have to first steal him, Gonav, bring him into your rishus, then you have to make him work for you a little bit, and then you have to sell him. So really there are two types of Edom we need. It could be the same Edom saw the whole job, that would be the best. But two Edom have to come to Bethlehem and say, we saw the way Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and later we also sold him. What's going to be if there are two separate Edom? Two Edom saw the way Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and later when Reuven went to sell Shimon, two other Edom saw that. That's called Eidei Geneva v'Eidei Mechira B'Nefesh. Now, Shehuzmu, let's say later two other Edom came and said upon these first pair of Edom that you were Zonimim, you were not there. What's the halacha? What punishment would give that to these two Edom? So, Chizki Yoma Eino Hogim. Chizki says, listen, since there are two different pairs of Edom, each one of them we cannot kill. We'll soon see why. We have Yechon Nama Nona Hogim. We kill them. No, since these two Edom wanted to have Reuven killed, they both came to say that Reuven was a kidnapper, and he sold them. He wanted Reuven to be chayiv misa. Now we'll give back misa back to the Edom. So what's the machloekes solyin? Chizki Yodi Yomek Rebbe Kiva. Chizki Yomek like Rebbe Kiva. The Yom that he says Dover V'Lo Chati Dover. Edus has to be a complete Edus and not a Chati Dover. Here, when the first two Edom came and said that he was a kidnapper, for that alone, there's no chiyuv misa. Just for kidnapping somebody, it's only an azor, yechayiv malchus, that's all. But you're not chayiv misa until you do a second action of selling him. Therefore, the first Edus, legay to misa, is only a chati dover. So the first Edom did not want to have him killed, and he says, chish, even the second Edom also. The second Edus that only says, we saw him, we sold, that's also not called Edus for chiyuv misa. Because just telling somebody, you're not chayiv misa, it has to be that you kidnapped him first. So each Edus by itself, according to Rabbi Akiva, is called a chati dover, therefore, we don't have Edus on misa. And we'll soon see, according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't even start off to kill Reuven either. The Edus are no good, that's called a chati dover. Rashi says, "Dika machloikis and bavasro halpishnai meidin yokum dover v'loy chati dover v'ay chati dover is called half of a thing. It's a kol kat v'kas di lave the geneva and an eret. Without the edi geneva, the edi mechir alone is nothing. Cannot have him killed. And the same thing the opposite way. So each edis is called a chati dover. Therefore, Chizki holds Yepotah because he holds like Rabbi Kiva. For Rabbi Yechonin says, no, Yechayiv, Omek Rabbon, he holds like Rabbon and Shita. That this is not called a Chatzi Dover. Each Eidus is saying a complete thing, even though it's half of the Chi of Misa, but you can put one and one together. We have Makabu first the Eidim that he kidnapped. And then we have the Eidus that he sold him, and together the Chai of Misa, it's called both Eidim are coming now to give him the Chi of Misa, and therefore if we find them to be Zenimim, we'll have them killed also. Now, Oloy the Chizki agrees though, the Eidim are Achroinim Shal Ben Sarah, Moira Shuzlu, Shin Hogim. Even Chizki, they wanted to say here that Yepotah, in the case of the Ben Sarah Moira, there we have by Ben Sarah Moira, there are two different stages. First, they bring two Eidim that saw the son steal money from his father and go to the store and buy cheap meat and ate it in somebody else's house. So they bring him to Bezdin, and Bezdin gives him Malkus. First, you give your Ben Sarah Mara Malkus. Then they warn him not to do it again, and if he does it again with the second pair of Eidim, then we bring him to Bezdin to be killed. So let's say the second pair of Eidim here, Chizki agrees, the Eidim Achreinim Shal Ben Sarah Mara Shuz Moshe Nehorgim. That the second pair of Eidim here, they will be killed. In other words, if there were two Eidim came to Bezdin first that he stole, they gave him Malkus. Then the second pair of Eidim comes now to Bezdin and tells Bezdin, we saw him do it again. These two Eidim know that they're causing him to be killed. Therefore, if they'll be Zenimim, they'll be killed. Why? Mitoch shecholim loyma horishonim lahalkoisoi vanu. Listen, the first two Eidim, when they came to say that the Ben Sarah